So when, you know, experts who review these things look at how are we working out what we need in our electricity mix going forward, the idea of gas is a peaking idea. You know, you use gas when either when there's a big load, like in the evening, when everyone's cooking and bathing, or sometimes when it's really bad weather in the middle of winter and there's no solar, wind available, no battery storage, whatever. So, and it's a really good use to use gas like that. And the experts reckon you might need between 3 and 5 gigawatts. But suddenly we have 19 gigawatts put into the electricity plan, and experts are saying this doesn't make any sense. And when we look at it, we say, why is the government so suddenly going with all this gas to power, which everyone is saying that's going to result in really high electricity prices? And we've already had more than a 3 times electricity price hike since 2017, or sort of approximately 3 times. So this is not good. And we have been questioning why.
Any answers coming out of why, and what to me makes the why interesting, is that our current minister, Mr. Mantashe, appears to be very keen on fossil fuel energy for our electricity grid. He's been quite, I won't say aggressive, but certainly very supportive of it, and quite belligerent at times when he's questioned.
So this is a question for us. If you're the minister, you're supposed to be looking at what are the right kind of energy supplies which will give the most people affordable electricity. So why would you push something that's expensive? And that's a fossil fuel. And when we're trying to look, there's a big push to try and grow the economy. We need more economic development. We need more jobs. So you don't do that by making electricity expensive, or at least that's not how I read it. So why are we trying to push this? And we don't know why, but it seems that this is not in the public interest. It's also very untransparent.
No, it certainly is. What would be the most economic way to go out? Because Mantashe's next answer would be nuclear. And we have heard lots of rumors as to who could be a nuclear party, even Iran. I don't know. I'm just throwing it into the ether. So what would be the most economic solution for us, one that would not burn us at home, literally?
So, you know, I've sort of see this particular proposed electricity plan as a combination of dragons and mythical creatures like unicorns, because the nuclear that's been proposed with the so-called prices, it doesn't exist. It's not commercially viable. So this appears to be a plan that's put together to support already made decisions by government. Government wants to deal with whoever and have created this plan to justify it. I might be wrong, but that's a big question I have in my mind, because it doesn't appear that the plan is based on the evidence that the modeling would give if you did it properly.
Because we're going into interesting waters, because we're going to less and less have a more dominant party. It's a no-brainer that going forward, the bigger parties are going to lose votes, including the DA. So we're going to have more and more coalition-type governing scenarios, and possibly, I'm hoping we don't have that, but I do foresee a lot of confusion in terms of policy-making and policy frameworks and how this could actually affect our energy outlook going forward.
Yes, and I think we just have to come back to the Constitution. And we are lucky to have a constitution that's a supreme law and that guides how we make decisions. And all political parties and all politicians swear to uphold the constitution. So then that comes down to what's best for people. And certainly when we look at electricity planning, whether we're looking at Ramaphosa or gas and fracking and everything that Mantashe wants to do, that has to be brought up against the Constitution. Is this good for the country? And no matter what political party or parties is in whatever coalition combination, they all should be operating for the good of the country. And we certainly don't want to see these vested interests coming to the fore.
My biggest fear is that the average IQ of a politician nowadays is quite low. I'm being as diplomatic as I can on this. And what I fear is their lack of literacy, financial literacy, political literacy, energy literacy as well, climate literacy, which is so important going forward, that as our government becomes more and more fractured, they're going to be more and more susceptible to the sharks who will come with large amounts of money and feather their nests, and then we will see the scenarios that we're talking about today, 19 gigawatts reliant upon gas, for example.
So the biggest fear I have in your scenario just outlined is that it's the people of South Africa that will suffer. And therefore, the important issue is for people to stand up now and actually refuse to accept this electricity plan. Start making a lot of noise. It's supposed to go to cabinet for policy adjustment in the next week or so. So we need to, you need to be talking to every politician that we know to tell them, guys, you need to get control of this. It hasn't had sufficient public participation. We have written to Minister Ramaphosa, who's now in charge of this, and we wrote about 10 days ago, and we haven't had a response. So
yeah, Liz, I'll tell you why I haven't had a response. Sorry to interrupt you. Why I haven't had a response? Yeah. Because it's sitting on the desk of the assistant, of the assistant, of the secretary, of the assistant to the DG.
And probably the wrong email address.
Yeah, likely. I mean, that to me, that to me is the most frustrating part. I'm sure you're familiar with that. So just, I mean, we are going digressing. How do we get rid of that? How do we get into the minister's ear? I mean, that's the biggest challenge, isn't it?
It is. And I think, yeah, maybe I'm too optimistic about democracy, but I really
not at all. Yeah.
And people have to stand up. So, you know, these ministers do go to the shop sometimes. They do go out with their friends. And, you know, they say about 6 degrees of separation. So find the people that know those people and go and say, hey, this is not good enough. We did not elect you to mess with our country. We elected you to do the best thing for the people.
As long as they don't go shopping in Santon, otherwise we're in trouble. I think everything's all right.
Yes, within their budgets.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, Liz, we have to leave it there, but hopefully everybody listened to us. Be careful about the country relying on fossil fuels. It's not the way to go. Liz McDade.
And it's expensive.
Yes.
Terribly expensive.
It is, indeed. Liz McDade, strategic leader of the Green Connection, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.